So I was saying, you were talking about before about how things are different. 5 years of Hitler, I already told you there were no ugly racial incidents.
No.
I don't remember. I remember kids would maybe sneak a smoke in the bathroom. Mm, that was
right.
A big deal, right? Or outside. Sneaking out at lunchtime to go across the street to Kelson's for a crumb. That's where we ate our lunch,
right.
You know. Of course, could have gotten a pass, too. But, you know, why should you get a pass when it was more exciting to sneak out?
Right.
Find ways to sneak out. That was, which is, didn't harm anybody. I don't remember. And I was active. I always, you know, I didn't just go through in a cloud. I
right.
was a class president, and I played basketball and football and so on. And I played baseball. In fact, a couple guys went on to the Pirates, Tony Bartirome.
Oh, really?
And Bobby Del Greco, still in town, and his son's an attorney. Played baseball with them up the Washington Plaza. So, I mean, I knew what was happening. I was in the circle, not out of it. And I can tell you, nobody used drugs. Nobody hustled drugs,
mm-hmm.
And that includes, marijuana. It's very, very fascinating. And I also remember some other things. I don't remember a lot. I remember a lot of people never closing their doors, and I never remember one car being stolen. I never remember one hubcap being stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Never. And people probably didn't have any driveways or garages. A couple of people had a little garage. Most of the cars were left on the street. Very, very interesting to think about that.
And there was a respect for your teachers.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. There really was. I mean, some teachers, you know, you didn't look at them the wrong way. And we used to get paddled. In fact, the guy who did the paddling at Forbes School was the gym teacher. He was a Jewish guy. I remember his name was Goldstein. And that's where everybody would be sent. You'd bend over, and he whacked you with this wooden paddle on the rear end, and it hurt.
And they didn't have a revolution as a result.
No, nothing. I don't remember there was paddling at Fifth Avenue High School, but there were disciplinary actions. And there was no, but I'm saying nobody got away with anything. And
right.
somebody then had to be bounced. And we had a tough principal. He had been my principal at Forbes School, and he became principal at Fifth Avenue High School. His name was James Shannon. He was a tough old Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
And but yes, there was respect for teachers. There really was. And we had, you know, some great teachers. I think, when I hearken back, you know, reading and writing, arithmetic and so on, those teachers knew what they were doing. When I look at the way kids write today, I grade, you know, look at papers at the law students. I teach
kids spell.
And I mean, well, some of the spelling is atrocious, and the writing, grammar, punctuation, you know, forget that. You know, how to use a semicolon, when to use a
right.
colon, and so on. Those are things that are foreign.
Right.
You know,
it's a different
just
world.
Just like geography, you know, even my kids, bright kids, Shadyside Academy, you know, what is the capital of Canada? We used to sit around, these kids, we sit around outside the store. We would play pinochle, and then we would have a game, spell the capital. You know that game, you know, who it ends on gets a whatever,
right.
you know, that sort of business. On. You know, what is the capital of Michigan? What is that? And we know the capitals of the world, and so on. We knew these things. Those are the things the kids did. There was no
yes.
television.
That's
we would
right.
pitch in to buy a tennis ball, whack it up against the side of the building. I don't know what that game was ever called. You had a little slanted area so the ball would go, you know, fly in the air. You know, this was a double, that was a triple, and so on. Football, we'd take newspaper, roll it up tight into a cylindrical form, tie it up with string and rubber bands, and that was the football. You could hurl that, you know, quite a distance. And to pitch in and buy a football, that was a big, big thing.
Yes.
And, you know, a couple, of course, I wasn't as poor as some of the other kids. And my father, apparently they bought me, I had a bicycle.
Right.
And the other Jewish boy had a bicycle and a few other kids. So, you know, we obviously, I would say, reflecting back, we were probably middle class. And most of the people, economically, were lower to middle class. Nobody above middle class, socioeconomically, you know, or in any other way.
How about your group of friends at high school? Were they mostly Jewish or mixed or what?
Mixed. Yeah. Then and in college and in medical school.
Close
and since.
Friends too?
I have a couple of friends that are still around from high school days, and I see, including some old black friends. One's now in city administration, county administration, head of minority, Lewis Hop Kendricks. We reminisce now, and many people have died over the years, and some Gentile friends whom I see every now and then. Most of my more enduring friendships then developed in college days.
Right.
And so a large number of them were Jewish because of my fraternity involvement. I was very active in a fraternity, and I went on to become a national officer, and I was a national president in Phi Epsilon Pi. And so, but many Gentile friends, including some who were ushers at my wedding and who have remained close friends, you know, ever
since.
One
more question.
Yeah.
What year did you, went to Pitt?
Pitt, 48 to 52, and then University of Buffalo School of Medicine, first 2 years, 52 to 54, and then finished third and fourth years at Pitt Medical School, 54 to 56, graduated Pitt Medical School in 56. Did a year of internship at St. Francis General Hospital and then started my residency. I can give you, if you want, a curriculum vitae. You already
that
have that.
That would be helpful.
No, that'll just give you some. Mm-hmm. Although it doesn't get into the kinds of things at all that we've been talking about. It picks it up.
We
really
want to hear more about you. But why don't we hold off
all right.
in the next time
okay.
and
all right.
get
okay.
together.
All right.
What we
all
want
right. You like anyway?
No, but what we'd like to know is when we might be able to see you again.
All right, why don't you set it? We'll just
Mary Beth.
Yeah, Mary Beth, we'll set it up, okay?
Yeah.
Forgive me.
That's
for,